Submission is not something a man demands from his wife. The moment you have to tell your wife to submit, you're wrong. Submission is something a wife gives to her husband of her own decision. The husband doesn't take it or demand it. No, he loves his wife just as Christ loved the church, giving his life up for her as she submits to God's rule for her husband to be head. Oh, the submitted soul to Christ, his bride, the church, he lays down his life to make her holy and clean, washed by the cleansing of God's word. Jesus did this so he would have a glorious and holy church without faults or spots or wrinkles or any flaws. Oh, the gift of love and submission when they honor each other. If only we could submit to God, resisting the devil, and he would have to flee from us. If only we would come close to God, and then God would come close to us, washing our hands and purifying our hearts so that the King of Glory would come in and be a righteous and loving husband to his bride. Jesus does not force his spirit and life on no one. He's a gentleman to his bride as he fills and covers her as she runs empty and dry. He even grieves when he cannot comfort and care for his broken bride. The mind of a man plans his way, but the Lord directs his paths. Jesus wants to be head over your whole life, directing your every step of faith. But we must submit to the Spirit of Christ working through the living word that speaks to our hearts. Faith comes by hearing and hearing of the word of God. Submitting yourself to the word by willingly giving your mind, heart, will, and emotions to Jesus, your head, your husband. We the church must submit to Christ, for he gave himself up for us as a fragrant sacrificial offering to God. Amen. Husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself, and the wife must respect her husband. Husbands, in the same way, treat your wives with consideration as a delicate vessel, and with honor as fellow heirs of the gracious gift of life, so that your praise will not be hindered. Oh, how beautiful, how the beauty and power of the gospel is revealed through the marriage of one man and one woman. Praise God. There is one God, the Father, whom all things were created and for whom we live. And there's one Lord, Jesus Christ, through him all things were created, and through him we live. Amen. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no one separate. Two become one flesh. May we become one with Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Study 2 Corinthians 11, verse 2.